Oh, hell yeah, brother. Welcome to the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man as voted by everyone who celebrated Canada Day, which comes before America Day, because you have to read the countries from the top going down. This is the greatest podcast ever. Welcome to twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. We do this podcast every single Friday, right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Let me shout out everyone who tuned in live: OG Mickey, Robbie Jenkins, Some Sad Riders, Mold Slime, Kid Archie, Feeble Sham Wow, TSA Skater, Walter the Conqueror, Fenriz by Lyric, Pokedab, Walter, J Stews, I Book Boy, Kid Archie, Switch, Fakie Nolly, and maybe a couple more lurkers. I'm kind of sleepy, to tell you guys the truth. I woke up today around 7 a.m. I went to sleep around 4 a.m. That's not enough sleep for a guy like me. I got a lot of extra pounds on me, so for every extra pound you have of body fat, you need an extra hour of sleep. It's common, simple science experiments. Everyone knows this. And I didn't get that sleep. I got on the treadmill. No, the exercise bike today a little bit early, and there was a surprising amount of people watching me on Twitch. I'm happy that I've been sticking with it, though. I told you guys I was going to do a little cardio workout 5 days a week, and I've been keeping it going for 12 straight days. I'm the greatest fucking guy that doesn't quit ever. My brain's not working today, guys, so there's going to be a lot of tangents that I'm going to go off. But we do have a pretty fun and exciting podcast prepared for you guys. I got a whole notepad full of notes. But before we do that, I want to give you guys a chance to win a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack, unless you're Canadian. Anyone who lives in America can get a chance to win one of these. Wouldn't it be a nice thing to show off to your friends? Hey, what'd you do for the 4th of July? Oh, I watched this guy, Ninja Lifestyle, and he gave me free fucking stickers. What'd you do for 4th of July? Oh, I fucking just lit off a little snake and a sparkler. Yeah, bitch. What can't you do with a snake and a sparkler? You can't peel it off and put it on a wall. I mean, I guess you could, but you don't get it for free, you little bitch. Yeah, happy 4th of July. So, all you guys have to do is answer a trivia question. And if you were here for the pre-show, this question should be easy. So get ready, chatters. First one to type in the right word wins. This one's regarding a movie. Yes, movie trivia is the best trivia. The question is, this 1988 American martial arts action film was directed by Newt Arnold. It stars Jean-Claude Van Damme, Donald Gibb, Leah Ares, and Bolo Young. The film is partly based on unverified claims made by martial artist Frank Dukes. It sold well at the box office, grossing $50 million on a budget of only $2.3 million. It was one of Van Damme's first starring films and showcased his athletic abilities. It has since become a cult film. Walter says Chuck Norris. Incorrect. Kid Archie says Strike of the Panther. No. 902 says Carti Kid. Not right. TSA says Titanic. Man, that was quite a cult film. And Switch Fakie Nolly says Bloodsport, just barely beating out Felak Attack. Switch Fakie Nolly, you are the winner. J Stews also got the correct answer, and so did Vulgar Tech, but you guys were a little bit too slow. And you know what they say, if you're too slow, you can't win the race. Too slow can't win the race. If you're early, you get the worm, and if you jump over the bush, you gotta check the bush before you jump over it. Something like that, man. If it ain't fixed, don't break it. famous quote by me. If it ain't fixed, don't break it. All you have to do, Switch Fakie Nolly, is contact me via DM on Instagram or something like that. Give me your information. And you are now the proud owner of a Ninja Lifestyle pack of stickers that will be hand-delivered to you by a mailman of your choosing, or mailwoman. A mailman or a male woman. There's actually a lot of male women in Las Vegas that don't deliver mail. I just mean women, male and man and woman in one body. There's a lot of them. It's okay. I like it. There's a whole area of town called the Fruit Loop. A bunch of gay bars, and it's a pretty fun area. Pretty fun area if you're kind of drunk. There's also a super shitty dive bar there called Double Down or whatever. And let me explain to you guys how shitty this bar is now that my mind is wandering. You go into this bar, you go into the bathroom. There's no, like, door or anything. There's nothing separating the toilet from the urinal. And, like, there's, like, chicken wire all over it for some reason. The bar has no, like, country theme at all. It's just like, chicken wire and graffiti everywhere. If you have to take a shit, it's probably the worst place on earth. But if you're taking a shit and someone else is peeing, you guys are, like, right next to each other, just smelling and sniffing and splashing on each other. And that's the place. That's the place you want to go to a punk rock show. Let me tell you what. Those guys don't shower. They're mosh pitting. You're pissing and shitting on each other. It's a real, real fun time. And after you're done with that, you go over to the gay bar. You get yourself a PBR. And you have a wonderful night. Anyways, we have plenty of topics here today. My life has not been that exciting. It's been kind of stressful. But Lily was kind of like recovering. My girlfriend was recovering from like a surgery. And as of yesterday, now she can walk around. She's all back to normal. I can't wait for tonight. It's going to be our first night going back out drinking. Which we got to really get it in while we can, because I guarantee you here in Las Vegas, they're going to shut us back down to phase one any minute now. We have like the most cases of coronavirus than all the neighboring states or something like that. Let me go ahead and jump into the news since we're talking about coronavirus, since that's the only goddamn thing we talk about anymore. Here's our first article. By the way, it's 103 degrees right now. Governor Sisolak says the number of businesses in non-compliance of mask directive is, quote, disappointing and unacceptable. Sisolak, our governor, says Friday that the number of businesses is disappointing and unacceptable. According to a news release, the Division of Industrial Relations, Occupations, goddammit, OSHA, observed 204 businesses on July 2nd. Of those businesses, 49% complied with the face covering requirements. So half of the people are following the rules. Like half of the businesses are following the rules and the rest are just like, fuck you, dude. We're sick of this shit. We're tired. 50% of bars and restaurant bar areas visited by the department were found to be in compliance. The remaining establishments, including automobile sales and maintenance, gyms, hair and nail establishments, tattoo shops, demonstrated 61% rate of compliance. Since enforcement of the directive began, the overall business compliance rate is 85% in northern Nevada and 65% in southern Nevada. So southern Nevada is pretty much just Las Vegas. According to OSHA, business sectors with the highest rates of statewide non-compliance include home improvement stores, 61%, bars, 48, fuck, I can't, guys, I haven't slept. This is going to be a real fucked up podcast. I cannot fucking read, I can't think, I keep touching my face, like fidgeting around, my back hurts, I need my bottle, I need some water, no one cares about me. So anyways, fucking bars fucked up, grocery stores fucked up, casino hotels fucked up. The grocery store by my house, okay, let me tell you guys the truth, I hate wearing this fucking mask, I hate it, but I do it. Because it's easier just to do that and then fucking, you know, I just take it off when I get there, when I leave, whatever. Just fucking wear it for a little bit. I'm all about like fucking freedom, asshole. You can't tell me what to do. But I'm also kind of like, you know what? Not that big of a deal, right? I'm going to wear my fucking mask. I'm going to get in the grocery store. I'm going to get the fuck out as fast as I can. The end. I'll just wear it. But I went into the grocery store and I'm like, fuck, dude, I hate this. I'm looking around. All the employees don't got that shit on. What the fuck am I supposed to have it on for? And then I look on Facebook every day and there's all these videos of like, I saw one of like an old lady like throwing a tantrum. Like, I'm not wearing the mask, sitting down. I saw one of a chick at a grocery store. They told her to wear a mask. So she just started grabbing her groceries and throwing them on the ground. Just tossing them. Just fuck you. Fuck that. Fuck this. Throwing them on the ground. Whatever. Oh, Sisolak did this big statement where he's complaining like a bitch. According to OSHA, follow-up visits to businesses where violations were observed during the initial survey will be conducted within a 5-day window of the initial visit. So if you got dinged, you have to tighten up for the next 5 days, pretty much, right? the maximum penalty of $134,000 can be assessed to an employer that willfully violates the provisions of the directive. Okay, now that that number's getting thrown around, I promise you that when I go to the bar tonight, there's going to be, it's over. There's going to be a fucking mask everywhere. My friend Nick got me this mask. I haven't seen it yet, but I think it goes over like my neck. It's like a cloth mask, goes over your neck and then covers your face. I think that might be a little bit easier than doing what I'm using right now. The mask I'm using right now, it's like a cup, like a sports cup. And it just cups over my nose. And when I breathe, it just blows fog into my glass. And my glasses, then I can't see anything because I'm a nerd. It's fucking terrible, dude. It's awful. And I had to buy a bunch of gum now just so I always want my breath to be smelling good because I'm going to be fucking smelling it all the goddamn time now. Oh, man, it is. You know, like, it could be worse, right? I could actually have, like, a fucking terrible disease. I could actually have the coronavirus. But then again, you know, the mask is very inconvenient. I wish they would just, you know what? I wish they would just solve this shit. We're actually going to talk about that, too. Let me do a transition to that next topic now. The rest of this fucking article doesn't mean shit. You guys already know where this is going. But I saved a tweet the other day that I thought was hilarious. Somebody quoted Dustin Dolan, and he said this. The guy's name is TCB. He said, I turned on to ESPN to hear Dustin Dolan say that if only doctors had the motivation of skateboarders, they would have cured cancer by now. Let's think about that. I want to make sure that I'm not the only one that thinks that's hilarious, like funny, sad, like ironic, goofy, stupid. There's so many emotions right now. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if only these coronavirus doctors had the motivation of skateboarders, we would have already solved this problem. We would already have the cure. Good thing scooter riders aren't doctors, right? Fuck, we'd still be sitting around trying to figure out why your knee moves when you hit it with the little hammer. They're like, why has that happened? I don't know. Why has that happened? I don't know. Why has that happened? I don't know. Skateboarder comes along, learns backflip and tail whip within a matter of minutes. He's already cured fucking three types of cancer. Three scooter kid doctors. I don't know why the knee keeps moving. Why do you think it does that? I don't know. So Dustin Dolan, the quote may be out of context. I don't know the context of the quote. I mean, it's just a podcast. I'm not here to fucking report on the news. We're just freestyling here. I think it's fucking hilarious that this guy's like, yeah, fucking if doctors had the motivation of skateboarders, cancer would be cured. Like, because that's all it's about. It's all about, like, being motivated. And, I mean, I know a lot of pro skateboarders, and I know, like, one thing that pro skateboarders are really good at is burning out after 3 years and never being heard from again. I can't imagine if all doctors did that, their third year on the job, they all just fucking got super drunk and fucking coked out and then just threw away their career. Dustin Dolan's a fucking legend, right? And he's a beast. But I'd be really hyped if doctors did not have the work ethic of skateboarders, because that shit is fucking ridiculous. There's a couple. There's like five or six skaters who are like doing it in a way to where like maybe their work ethic could be doctor-esque, but I think the skateboarders thing is like, okay, go land a fucking trick that I already know I can do, drink a couple beers, take 3 days off, go back out skating again, fucking, and if I make $10,000 this month, I'm just gonna blow it all on fucking weed and drinks and shit like that. I don't know, TSA skater says, just Dolan being drunk as always. Like, you know what though, I don't want to discredit this guy, okay? I didn't want to attack this topic and seem like I was too cool, like, oh, I'm just gonna shit on Dustin Dolan. This guy's a legend, right? You know what? I think we should test it. I think we should just make all pro skaters right now jump into the health field, and we'll just see how it goes. They're motivated. You think these guys, like, they want to help. They want to help. You don't think skateboarders dislike cancer? Let's prove it. Let's put this baby to the test. Just go in there like, yeah, I'm having pain in my prostate and in my stomach. Okay, have you tried waxing it? Would that help, I think? Nah, fuck it. Just barge it. Okay, and I'm also, like, I'm having problems with my stool. It's often very liquidy. It's very liquidy every day, and it combined with the prostate problem and the stomach, I'm wondering if it could be prostate cancer. Don't be a bitch, man. Fucking barge it. Don't be a bitch. First try. Let's go. Wax it, and let's fucking go. Beagle, you ready? You guys ready? Okay, let's get this guy's cancer out of here. Or like, oh, let's hold on, dude. Let me fucking crack a beer real quick. Shotgun, you down? Let's go. Fuck yeah. Man, motivation. I think skateboarders are wildly unmotivated a lot of the times. I think that's why, you know, like, skateboarders travel in packs, because they got to motivate each other. There's no army of one anymore. Although, did you guys just see this Nyjah clip the other day? I don't know how this relates at all. This fucker must have had a drone following him. It might have been a 360 camera drone, too. This drone fucking followed this fool down some stairs. Boom. Lands the trick down the stairs. Switch front heel. Boom. Tray flip down some other stairs. Boom. Crooked grinds this big-ass fucking rail. And as he crooked grinds it, you think to yourself, oh, like, this is getting filmed pretty crazily. The filmer just takes off into space. Like, it had to be a fucking drone. The filmer just leaps into the air, flies fucking 50 feet into the air while doing a barrel roll. And you're like, what the fuck is this? I thought I was watching a normal skate clip. That shit was crazy. Army of one, yeah. But most skateboarders, they need to go out with 10 people. Can you imagine, like, you're in the doctor's office, there's one doctor you're talking to. You're like, yeah, man, I had this really problem with my rotator cuff and I can't pull my arm all the way back. I'm like, okay, I don't know about this. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Man, doctor, you got this. Dr. Dolan, you fucking got this. Next fucking try, you're gonna fucking solve this guy's problem. I fucking feel it. Next try, you're gonna fix this guy's rotator cuff. Any, for sure. For sure. And if not on that try, you'll get it the next try, bro. Get it the next try. Here, cheers, man. If you fix his shoulder, I'll fucking buy you a beer. I'll buy you a fucking beer right here. Knuckles, fix his fucking shoulder, man. Let's fucking go. Woo! The motivation 3, newest fucking documentary. Yeah, Dustin Dolan could be like a version of House. He's like, man, hold on. I'm going to drink about 17 beers. I'm going to pop like 2 lower tabs and a Vicodin. I'm going to pull out my cane. I'm going to do a really quick kickflip, and I'm going to solve cancer. I'm going to solve it for X. I'm going to find out what the X factor is. Oh, my goodness. I don't know, man. Speaking of skating, can we talk about throwaway footage? I had this big rant the other day that really backfired on me. I think some people on the internet, like, I'm not included in this. I do this sometimes, too. I think some people on the internet just always kind of want to argue about something. So let me explain to you how the situation went, and I don't want to make it over dramatic, but I'm gonna let you guys have it right now. I wrote down as a little comedic tort, a little comedic thought off the top of my head. I thought it was funny. I wrote on a YouTube post, a text post. I said, you guys ever notice how throwaway footage never gets thrown away? What I mean by that is everyone claims their footage is fucking throwaway, which leads me to believe they actually don't care about it. Yet, the same people who do that save the throwaway footage for multiple years just so they can make it a part and pretend that this part is their, like, their lamest tricks. I feel like there's a weird ego that skateboarders have where, let's say you land a trick like 10th try and then, like, you'll tell your friends, yeah, it was like 3rd try. It was like 3rd try. I feel like that's the same sort of weird ego when you say throwaway footage. Because to me, throwaway footage should be all the falls and bails and, you know, shit that you would actually throw away. Because you think about it, in a movie, there's the DVD extras, there's the director's cut, and then the throwaways would be the shit that never fucking ever made it out of the editing bay. It's just gone forever. You threw it away. You discarded it. You never want to see it again. It's thrown away. Skateboarders have a habit of making up definitions of words. Skateboarders just create the world around them, right? They've become so creative on the skateboard that now they think they can just dictate what the English language means. It's almost like the word pro. This is a great example. Skateboarders have made up their definition of pro. And like what it really means is anyone who makes money on their profession. You know, if they're making money on the profession, that's the answer, right? Skateboarders, pro is about prestige. It's about what you deserve. It's about if you've earned it. It's about you have to get along with the team to be pro. They have to let you on to it. It's all about the image. You have to be, you can only be pro if you're chosen, if you're the chosen one who has a special pro model skateboard after you. Ooh. And if you're a YouTube pro, lame. That's stupid. That's not the definition of pro, even though they make more money than what I call it. Get the fuck out of here. Skateboarders love to just make shit up. Also, when it comes to like the toe drags and shit and Tic Tacs, skateboarders have made up like, I actually like the fucking Tic Tacs, man. It shows character. It's fucking good character, man. It adds style. If you Tic Tac, it's style. And then I come in and say, oh no, most people Tic Tac because they lack control. They had to Tic Tac to keep from falling. No, asshole. No, that's not what a fucking Tic Tac is, bro. That's not what a toe drag is. Why are you looking at the toes so much? What, do you have something against this guy? No, I'm just saying what happened. He Tic Tac because he was gonna fall if he didn't, and his toe dragged on the ground. Listen, man, you're not pro and you'll never be, because you can only be pro for the companies that I decided. So again, skateboarders create their own reality. So when it comes to throwaway footage, I was just kind of going off the literal word throwaway. The throwaway footage would be the shit that you didn't use. Walter says he always thinks of throwaway footage as footage that didn't make it into the official part. Okay, my response would be, have you ever heard somebody say, yeah, I just fucking filmed it, but it was only for throwaway? You filmed it, but it was only for throwaway. If that's not the biggest fucking self-dick-suck narcissistic thing to say, yeah, I filmed it, but it was just for throwaway. It was just for throwaway. Oh, so if you're so fucking nonchalant about it, don't fucking film it then. If you're so good that you have to downplay your trick, but like deep down you know you tried on those fucking tricks. I would be more inclined to just call tricks extra tricks, right? Oh yeah, I had some extra tricks for my part. I put them in this B-roll fucking shit. Also, B-roll has been confused with throwaway footage too. So if you have like just a footage of you and your friends smoking weed right next to an artsy fucking tree that's blowing in the wind, that's suddenly throwaway? No, bitch. That's B-roll. That's like your lifestyle clip. You know what I mean? That's not your throwaway footage. No, you're not gonna throw it away. You film that with the intent of using it. So why would it be throwaway? The point was, I feel like there's this weird ego thing to where people call things throwaway to make, like, even if they're really hyped on a clip, they downplay it to make it seem like, yeah, dude, I did that shit easy. Like, it was easy. It's just throwaway. So you know what I say? Bitch, every clip I've ever filmed is throwaway. Imagine how good I really am. That's me we're talking about. All those parts you've seen, neat, what time, when, 2017 highlight video, 2018, 2019 highlight video, all those tricks I landed with no Tic Tacs where I tried really hard for hours at a time, that shit was all throwaway. I was just fucking around. I wasn't even really trying. I was just chilling. I was like, man, just throwaway footage, man. I'm just gonna shove it nose stall, switch front heel, throwaway, man. I'm not even tripping about that shit. Just throwaway. I'm throwing it away. I'm throwing it away onto YouTube. Like, I'm throwing it away onto an actual part that I fucking care about. I mean, can we at least, if we agree to disagree, me and you, chat room, me and you, Twitch viewers, me and you, people who are listening to this on YouTube, can we just agree to disagree about this? The word throwaway is a misleading word to call this footage. Because when I throw away food, I'm not throwing it away for, like, a later meal, or like my less important meal. I'm not gonna throw away my old moldy fucking lettuce for like the other salad, for my second salad, for my less cool salad. No, I'm throwing it away because it's throwaway. It's gone. It's garbage. It's trash. I discard it. I don't want it anymore. Once I throw it away, it's in the trash. And then the trash man takes it away. It's been thrown. The end. Throw away. So skateboarders are like throwaway. They just made their own shit. How do you fuckers eat? What do you do to the food that you throw away? You just fucking, you go back in the trash and eat it again, just a little slower, a little less hyped when you do it. Yeah, I throw away all this old fucking moldy food. I'm going to go back and eat it in a minute, but I'm going to eat it with less intensity because it was just my throwaway meal. No, bitch, if it's thrown away, it's gone. I don't know. I see some people in the chat room saying throwaway would be like Instagram clips. Sure, sure. That's cool. You put it on Instagram. You filmed it, you know, for Instagram, but you didn't throw it away, right? Because we do throwaway shit. All those times you fell down, those were throwaways. You deleted that clip. You discarded it. It's gone. Never coming back. In the trash. Trash days today. Vroom, it's gone. Those were your throwaway clips. Or let's say you were going to skate a box. Okay, you did a 50-50. Cool, that's not going on Instagram. You did a 5-0. That's probably not going on Instagram. You did a crooked grind. That's not going on Instagram. You're fucking that dude. What's his name? Something Griffin. You just did trade double flip, no slide, front foot impossible bullshit, perfectly landed. Oh, now we're not going to throw that away. We're gonna keep that footage. That's going to be a keep with me, Mario. I keep with the footage. Oh, and then the other footage, your little 50-50, your little bullshit, that's your throwaway. That's your warm-ups. I feel like we should just say warm-ups. You know what? That wouldn't feed the skater ego, though. Jamie Griffin, thank you. I couldn't think of that name. It wouldn't feed the skater ego enough if you came out with your fucking, your part of the year, right? Yeah, I filmed all year. This is my part, man. I call it Blistered Dreams 2020. Blistered Dreams, slow-mo, fucking leaves and little wind. And then here's my warm-up part. That doesn't have a ring to it. Oh, no. These are my warm-up clips. That doesn't make you sound cool. You gotta have your throwaway clips. Here's my real part. Here's my throwaway part. Fuck you. You wanna know what's up? Warm-up part wouldn't sound that cool. It would sound fucking lame. No one would click it. But since we've changed the definition of throwaway, now it's amazing. What the fuck ever. Can we talk about, also let me know if you agree or disagree. I know a lot of you guys are gonna watch this on Podbean, iTunes or YouTube or whatever. Let me know what you guys think about this throwaway thing. I'm serious. If we want to disagree on the meaning of throwaway clips, we should, like, I'm just gonna have to base the word throwaway, like, as a beginning point. Throwaway to me means throwing away. Call me crazy, right? Throwaway means throwaway. It's not one of those like English words that has a double meaning or something like that. Or it's just throw away, to be away. Like those are the definitions. Look it up. Throw away, to be not close to you. Throw away. Okay, cool. What is the definition of throwaway? To have been thrown, unclose to you. You know what? We got to talk to Webster, and we got to re-fucking write the goddamn dictionary with the skater version of what words mean. Throwaway. This means I actually want to keep this. Actually, you know what? Just see the old definition and opposite it. That's what it should say. It should be second definition. See above and just opposite. Can you imagine you read the dictionary, you're like, oh, throwaway, this means to throw not close to oneself. Oh, second definition, exactly the opposite of what's above. Oh, man. I mean, obviously we could sit here and we could debate language all day long, but I think it's such a silly thing, and I don't mean to make it so personal, but I just get the vibe. I get a vibe off of it, man. And I wonder if you guys do too. And I feel like if this conversation makes you mad, then you might be one of those people who's like, oh, I tried all fucking day to get this tray flip, but I'm going to tell my friends it was just throwaway, so it makes it seem like I'm better than I am. Fucking sneaky. Fuck you. I don't know, man. It was just a debate I had. I wrote all that shit down, and like I still had people arguing with me. I'm like, okay, cool, man. I mean, it is that time of year, right? That time of year in human history where no one can listen to anyone else. I feel you. I got you, man. Let's talk a little bit about the meme, the viral picture that's been going around of the dude and his wife like standing in front of their house with the guns defending their house. I was sure that that picture was going to get a ton of hate. And of course it did. It got a lot of hate, but there's also a lot of support for those two people. Because I guess the true story is that the protesters broke down their gate and were marching on private property or whatever. If you haven't seen this, just look it up or whatever. But the important thing about this whole situation, like, I'm a pro-gun guy all the way. The important thing about this is that we got some quality fucking memes out of this. Like, you know, like, okay, the protest, you guys have a point. Okay, the people defending their home, I got y'all. But can we all, like, agree? Can we all just join hands together and say the fucking memes that have been created from these pictures are fucking amazing? Dude, I've seen so many that make the picture into like a movie title. There's already t-shirts. I already looked on Instagram the other day. I don't know how Instagram knows like that I laugh at this type of shit. There's pictures of them just like back to back, like some fucking, is it Bad Boys? Die Hard, Bad Boys, James Bond. Yeah, just all these fucking great memes. I do see both sides of it. Then again, on the anti-protest side, and please, internet, don't call me racist for having an opinion other than yours. I feel like if you're breaking down like a gate and everyone just marches in there, like, maybe if that was part of the plan, then I guess that was part of the plan. But I feel like what do you expect? You know, you're breaking into some shit. It'd be like, oh, okay, this happened a few years ago on Go Skate Day. The skateboarders all, like, broke into the mall and tried to skate through the mall, and a couple of them got caught and went to jail. That shit happens, man. You assume the risk. So you go into this private property, you break down a bunch of shit, you're marching, you know, there's been a history of these protests going kind of awry here and there. So if you're on your front yard and you're like, oh, you see these fucking dudes walking up, I did not appreciate, as a pro-gun guy, I did not appreciate the manner in which both of these people was carrying their guns. But I'm going to give you guys a hot take. I'm going to tell you guys something you haven't heard yet. Okay, you heard it here first. I don't mind those fucking types of people. Okay, I think it's fucked up that they pointed loaded guns at people with their finger on the trigger. That's really wrong and fucked up. Well, let me tell you guys this. As soon as this coronavirus is over and these protests are over and all this shit is calmed down, hopefully soon, it calms down and we can all just get along and respect each other and bring joy and love to each other, those people are going to be the first ones to sell their guns back to the pawn shop, and I'm going to be able to buy that fucking $1,200 AR. I'm going to be able to get that shit for $800. So I'm down with that shit. All you fucking guys who went out and bought guns and you're going to quickly sell them back after this is all over, I'm down. Keep it up. I've been looking for a nice AK. If I want to get one new, it's like $900 now. When I was a kid, it was $400. So I can't wait for all this shit to chill out and all you fucking Karens and Dans and Bretts and Jameses and all you fucking weirdos, sell all your goddamn guns right back, because I'm picking that shit up, because I know you motherfuckers ain't using them. I know you ain't training with them. I know you're not getting them dirty. I'm going to go in there and get a used fucking AK for a used price, brand new gun. I'm feeling it, man. I'm hyped on it. Vulgar Tech says gun prices rarely drop. We have someone here in the chat. Venus Dietraps is like a super, he's a viewer on this channel, super into guns. He'll tell you that shit goes up and down and up and down and up and down. Puff Master Flex says they quit selling ammo during the riots in Orlando. You got to be prepared for that shit. I should be more prepared, but I got a couple thousand rounds of everything I need for sure. I wish I had 10,000 of everything, but I don't. Not really that prepared. Here in Vegas, though, dude, they're real relaxed. Or I should say Nevada. Nevada, they're pretty relaxed with the gun shit for the most part. I had a debate with somebody the other day, one of my friends, who's not into guns at all. And he didn't even understand, like, the laws or whatever. He's like, yeah, shouldn't you have, like, a mental health check? And I'm like, yeah, that's part of what you fill out. And I go, shouldn't you, like, not be a felon and they have to background check you? I'm like, yeah, that's part of it. But I heard you can get around loophole. No loophole. Not real. That shit doesn't happen. Well, I heard about this. Like, nah, that's not real. And then he goes, oh, well, I guess we agree on everything then. And I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, of course we do. Of course we agree on everything. I don't fucking want mentally fucked up woman beating drug dealers on the street. I don't want them having fucking guns either. He's like, I'm down with the Constitution, but I'm also down with using your brain a little bit. I don't fucking understand. What the fuck ever. Then again, if you guys are not from America, maybe you think this is all much ado about nothing, and I don't want to disagree with you there. Anyways, I was just really hyped on the memes. Okay, I was really hyped on the memes, and I really truly believe that if this shit dies down and chills out, I think the pawn shops and gun shops are gonna get a splurge of barely used guns that are gonna be going for sale for a used price. And I'm down with that. Okay, Ted, Karen, Mike, Brett, I'm taking your shit. Get the fuck out of here. Anyways, let's talk about something a little bit sad. So this guy, Wreckful, speaking of mental illness, this guy Wreckful, big Twitch streamer, I guess he was really popular. I was not a viewer, but the story is heartbreaking. He killed himself, I think, yesterday. So let's go ahead and read this article. And we need to really bring awareness to this. So let's read the article and then let's freestyle this conversation a little bit. Mr. Bernstein. Oh, what's it say? Tributes have been paid to video game streamer Byron Bernstein, known as Wreckful, who died on Thursday. So that was yesterday. Mr. Bernstein was a well-known and loved esports player and had 960,000 followers on Twitch. His brother confirmed that he took his own life, age 31. Twitch said Wreckful was a, quote, streaming pioneer, and it was devastating to hear of his death. He played World of Warcraft. People are doing virtual memorials. Before his death, he'd been working to create his own game called Everland. In January, he shared a video on YouTube in which he talked about his own struggle with depression. He said he had also lost one of his brothers to suicide. Byron was somebody who talked about his struggles to help make room for others to do the same. Now, he talked about this, and a lot of people laughed at him and talked shit on him. That's what I've been reading in these other articles. This is not the article I thought it was. Continuing, as we process this loss, we have to recognize that the stigma around mental health and treatment often prevents people from seeking and getting the help they need. That is true. So, World of Warcraft is all mourning him. Are they not going to tell us what happened? Okay, so here's what happened. I'll just explain it because this article is not going to really give you the truth, I guess. I think it is worth talking about. This guy was like a manic guy. He had, you know, really high highs and really low lows. That's how it's been explained to me. Because one of my friend's brothers is like super manic and has these crazy moments of like, you know, he just goes for shit, crazy, whatever, like reckless, crazy dude, whatever, fucking super happy, super hype, super motivated. He'll go spend some money on fucking some fighting lessons or whatever. And then a week later, sad, depressed, can't do anything, wonders why he spent his money. Same thing with gambling. Fucking go out there, fucking blow $500. Next day, oh man, why did I fucking do that? Why did I spend that money? I hate my life. I fucking want to die, blah, blah, blah. Basically, just really high highs and really low lows. Bipolar, yeah, correct. So, I guess this guy, Byron, was kind of like that. So he went on this really crazy thing where on Twitter, he was just feeling himself. He was having a great day or whatever. He goes, you know what, dude? I haven't seen my girlfriend in a couple of months. I guess he's probably been traveling for maybe gaming or something like that. I haven't seen my girlfriend in a few months. I know she's the one. She's sleeping right now. I'm going to propose to her right now. And he proposed, said, I want to marry you over Twitter. And then Twitter said, are you fucking stupid? You idiot. You suck. Fuck you. That's dumb. Kill yourself. And they just went on and keep going on this guy and fucking digging into him. 100 comments, 200 comments, 300 comments. And this fucker's reading them. And he's getting more and more fucking panicky. He posts again. He's like, oh, yeah. Like, you could see, like, after you see, like, what really happened, you could tell what was going on in this guy's mind as he was getting stressed out. And then he wrote, like, some cryptic shit. And then next thing you know, this fucker was dead. Killed himself. And I had read that by the time he had killed himself, he didn't even give his girlfriend enough time to read his initial tweet. So by the time she read the tweet to either say, yeah, I'd love to marry you, or yeah, I can't wait to see you, she didn't even get a chance to read it. This fool was already dead. And I think that it's worth bringing up because you never know, you know, how close somebody is or what they may be going through that day. And I was in a stream today. The whole reason I heard about this was I was watching a guy named Mathis33 playing Mario World. And he said something along the lines of, if we spent more time being positive and uplifting each other and just kind of like keeping the negative shit to ourselves, like it would definitely impact situations like this, because there was so much negativity. There was so much negativity just being thrown at this guy. And I guess everyone online just assumed he could take it. And what Mathis said is everyone, whether you're mentally struggling or not, everyone has like a breaking point. And this guy's breaking point was apparently way closer than the average Twitch or Twitter fucking whatever the average fan thought. So the toxicity is not going to help anyone. And it made me think about myself, you know. It made me think about all the negative shit that I write online, you know. And maybe I don't think I personally attack people that often. Then again, we were just talking about this last week. Think about fucking something like Jeff Wansong. People still bring up the episode of me and him on Shredcast where I was fucking poking fun at him the whole fucking time. And I think to myself, yeah, I'm there to be the comic relief, but also, what if that guy was struggling? You know, what if that shit really hurt him? And it's one of those things where I do try to look within, you know, and like I try not to just read these things and say, oh, it's such a sad story. All right, next. Anyways, you guys watch wrestling yesterday? I try to really look at this shit and like try to gain something from it. And since I have this little platform where you guys watching, I think we should all kind of at least take this weekend to try to be more positive, less negative, right? Try to uplift your friends, even if they're not struggling. Fuck it, you know, what's it gonna hurt? It ain't gonna hurt nobody to be a little bit more positive. And I think that if we all just personally try a little bit harder, that we could push the world in a better direction. Because what it is these kids, they get on there, they start talking shit, and then they start high-fiving each other in the comments. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, hell yeah, dude, you called him a bitch. Fuck, I called him a fucking loser, man. I'm like, hell yeah, dude, we're jumping up. I liked your post. You liked mine? And it was fucked, man. Reading through this fucking guy's Twitter is heartbreaking. After the fact, I went back and read the response, like the response to him proposing. It's everyone just so much talking shit. And they might not even know yet that he's dead. You know, this is only what – this happened yesterday. So, man, it's crazy. And I get it. Trolls come with the clout. That's fine. But I think that we should be harder on trolls, man. I feel like if you have nothing at all positive at all to bring, I think that we should be harder on the trolls. You know, speaking of that, like you look at like things like swatting, right? People give out other people's information, SWAT team comes, and then like over the last few years, a couple people have died. I think there should be like a real repercussion. I think that if you were a part of talking shit on this guy who ended up killing himself, I think you should lose your fucking Twitter for a year or something like that. I know that's just a slap on the wrist or whatever. But then again, you know, we live in a free speech kind of thing. So, like, where do you fall? I mean, how do we police each other? I think we can just try to tell each other to be more positive. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Speaking of that, last fucking topic I have, and I don't have any of the details. I don't have any proof here, but you guys can look it up also on Twitter, unrelated, although it might be related because there's been a lot of fucking shade thrown at both these guys. There's a Smash Brothers player called Zero. I don't know anything about him. And there's a chick named Jisoo. I don't know her name. I don't know these people. I don't follow these people, but one's a guy and one's a girl. So it's been happening all week, all month here on Twitch. Sexual harassments are coming out of the fucking blue. Every fucking day, a new top streamer is being accused of sexual harassment. And I think a couple of them have been really valid claims. But for this particular situation, this person, Jisoo, called out this guy Zero and said, "You sexually harassed me a few years ago, and I didn't like it, and fuck you," kind of, you know. But no proof. No information, didn't really get specific about it, just said he sexually harassed me, and something should be done. And I thought to myself, hey, you know what? You said it, I'm not the type of guy that goes, don't believe the victim right away. No. Just, well, let's see how this pans out, man. I mean, if you're a sexual harasser kind of person, you know, get the fuck in jail type shit. So anyways, this guy that she accused, Zero, he came out with a fucking huge statement, like all this proof verifying exactly how much interaction they had, how many times they had ever met in real life, how many people were around, cited numerous videos of them being cool. He pulled out the entire text log of every conversation they had ever had, proved that there was never any type of tension, that she, even though like she was asking him for favors to help promote her Twitch and promote her artwork, and there was all this happening for years, and there was like never any indication that something weird happened, and she said it was around this time. He like proved what country he was in. He showed fucking airplane tickets. He showed everything. He brought all that shit up and said, "I don't know what you're talking about. Like all this shit is here. If it was something that serious, like we could have handled it privately," type shit. And then she just no response. Like oh shit. And I'm not saying it's one of those things like blame the victim. You're for sure lying or whatever. But I feel like that's how you got to combat this type of shit. Because if you come out and you say, "Listen, I don't know what happened, but I'm truly sorry if I hurt you," that just goes, "Hey, you're guilty." Okay, that just goes, "Hey, don't apologize if you don't know what you're fucking apologizing for." This guy just brought up all the shit and he's like, "Hey, I need you to be more specific, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what this sexual harassment thing is. Here's the proof. Here's the dates. Here's the texts. Here's every interaction we ever had. Here's you calling me a cutie pie. Here's you calling me honey buns. It doesn't sound like you were harassed. It sounds like we're just normal fucking friends." It also, you know, begs the question of like, this seems kind of fishy because it happens during the month of all the sexual harassers getting called out. And it kind of seems like just kind of jump on the train like, you guys were really sexually harassed? Well, I felt weird once around this guy that I remained friends with for multiple years, and we're super cool, and we talk and chat, and we're fucking friends with each other. But then again, he did say that I looked fat that one day. You know what? I'm just going to tell Twitter that he raped me. I think it's kind of become that. Also, you know, people don't always remember things right, and I'm not commenting on this specific story, but I think that that's how you have to respond. You have to respond with all the facts, and I think it's kind of unfair that this guy has to go through all this fucking stress. Also, she's getting a lot of hate now too. So speaking of, like, you never know how close somebody is to you know, like going crazy or going over the edge or even killing themselves. This chick, maybe she was super stressed out. Maybe she got the details wrong or whatever. Now Twitter's on her shit. Twitter's on her shit, stressing her out. You know, maybe it's a misunderstanding. Maybe it was nothing. It's basically just a fucking shark tank out there, you know, and everyone's going after everybody. What if this guy didn't have those text messages? What if he didn't have the plane tickets, copies of those? What if he didn't have the proof to prove himself innocent for the most part? I mean, we don't know how the story's going to go, but what if he didn't have it? What would happen? Entire career over, you know? Entire career over. Guy grinds fucking 8-10 hours a day trying to get really good at a video game. Goes on Twitch, gets himself a bunch of followers, you know, becomes a really good guy with the tournaments, you know, blood, sweat, tears, goes through it, fucking, you know, loses a few tournaments, gets really sad, down on himself. Next week, fucking goes in there, practices 15 hours a day, builds himself up to be one of the greatest fucking players or whatever. He's just going through it. And then one little accusation and it's over. It's gone forever. If he didn't have the text messages and all this proof, like, it's over. She doesn't need proof. Yeah, sure. I mean, she should have proof. But the initial accusation had nothing. It had nothing at all. And that's what it takes. That's the crazy part. That's what I wanted to bring up here. It takes almost nothing to destroy something huge. You know what I mean? And I think that's what people should be talking about. I don't think we should not believe the victim or automatically believe the victim or you must provide proof or, you know, maybe she was like mentally distressed and just tried to push it out of your mind or whatever. And now that we're talking about it, it brought up these feelings and she had to talk about it, whatever. I'm not saying that doesn't happen in life. But I'm saying the topic is that I'm trying to think about is it takes so little proof and so little of an accusation to destroy so much hard work. And if the accusation is true, then it deserves to be destroyed, right? But if the accusation is a misunderstanding or you misremembering a detail, or a flat out lie, then I think that's where a huge like problem lies when it comes to this he said, she said shit. Then again, whatever, you guys can look up that shit on your own and determine your own feelings, but that's what I got out of it. Anyways, that's all I got for you guys for today's podcast. Don't go anywhere. Hang out, because we can continue to chat and hang out, discuss various topics, but that's all I got for the podcast. If you guys tuned in late, don't worry. The podcast also comes out every single Sunday on iTunes, Podbean, and YouTube, so you guys can check it out. Go over there, watch it if you missed it. It's fun. I do prefer you guys tune in live so you get a chance to win Ninja Lifestyle sticker packs. When do we do this podcast? Oh, shit. 3:30 p.m. Pacific time every single Friday. Right. What website? Twitch.tv/Ninja Lifestyle. Go ahead and give me a hell yeah in the chat so I can shout out everybody who made it through the podcast. Also, shout out to Vinny Bond and OG Mickey for resubscribing. Shout out to Keith King for a donation yesterday. Feeble, ShanWow, VulgarTech, I Unknow, Some Sat Riders, iBookBoy, Vulgar TSA, Walter the Conqueror, I Unknow, Fennis Ribbiz, OG Mickey, J Stews, everybody. I appreciate you guys for being here. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you guys had some laughs here. But to revisit the serious topic, check on your friends. Try to avoid coronavirus, but if your friend needs a hug, try to hug your friends. Appreciate the people around you, because you never know what the next person is going through. And try. Let's just start with the weekend, okay? Let's not say change your whole life. I'm not saying change your whole month. Let's just start with the weekend ahead of us, or start with the next 2 days. Let's try to spend 2 days being a little bit more positive than usual, so that we can kind of do our part to clean up the streets. And that, I'm talking to you guys, internet trolls. I'm talking to myself. You know what? I'm not going to say anything mean about Josh Cat's helmet. I'm not going to say anything mean about Vinny Bond's shitty fucking toe drags and how his hand touches the ground on every goddamn trick, or about how he can't hard flip without grabbing the skateboard. I'm not going to say any of that shit. I'm going to be really positive for the next 2 days. So you guys have a great weekend. Don't drink too much, but don't drink too little. Have a good night. It's just throwaway. Everything I've done is throwaway. This whole podcast, throwaway podcast. I'm throwing it away, deleted. You'll never get to hear this because it's gone.